All right, we're live, Danny.
Let's go.
Season 1, episode 17.
Crazy how fast it goes, bud.
It is, man. It is.
So what do we got today?
So there's a lot we can talk about always, but we have an event coming up end of August here. It's going to be the Live Sports Football Jamboree. And I don't know, as a topic, there's a lot connected to it. You know, there's the whole prospect of taking over something for an organization that's already existed and trying to add our own voice to it. And then there's also the concept behind it here that's kind of bittersweet for us, our intern extraordinaire and, you know, Live Free employee, Anthony LaFonte, was the one who kind of got this one for us. And as a young man in college, he's moving on to another internship this fall. We're going to miss him, obviously, working so closely with us. So we could talk about kind of both of those things today, I think.
Yeah, it's fitting. It's interesting. This Shelton, shout out to Shelton Football, first and foremost. So how this jamboree happened.
That was what I was going to ask you. Tell me how this happened and you give us some insight into Anthony's role in it early.
Yeah, I have to like kind of tell the whole story.
Yeah.
Right. So when Anthony came on as an intern, we basically gave him like, hey, what do you think we should do? Right. He was that shit hot. Like he was just good.
Yep.
And what do you think we should do? And his first thing that he leaned into was volleyball. And obviously that was successful and it's going to bear more fruit for us later on. And then the second thing he said was we should do football. And I was a little apprehensive because I don't particularly love football as a sport. I know you kind of feel the same way.
Yeah. And I mean, having never participated in it. And you know, when you think of football, it's hard not to think of competition. Like every single play is competition. Right. Not that that isn't what all sports are, but you know,
it's more so it's a combative sport.
Right.
So I had actually had the benefit though of seeing what a jamboree looked like in a football setting. While we were building the baseball and softball jamboree over the years, Armando decided that he wanted to play football. And at the time we were living in Shelton, so he played Shelton football. And we went up to Cheshire for their jamboree and I was blown away with how many people were just in attendance. Not so much the structure or anything, just how they were able to build such a big community at this one.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, it was a smaller venue for them. It was big, but they just had too many people, too many teams. And it inspired me. It was like, man, we could really do something with this. But again, I don't really know football.
Right.
So when Anthony decided that he wanted to, that he thought football was a good one, my son was actually having a second jamboree, now with Trumbull, but Shelton was hosting their jamboree at Shelton High. And again, was inspired. And I was like, wow, they actually took something from Cheshire and they're building their own. And they were really early in their development of building this. So I decided just to roll the dice and use a connection that we had. And I went to go see Jason Neves over from Shelton. I was like, what do you think about partnering with Live Free on this? We'll take over basically all the logistics. The only thing that'll change is instead of there being a registration fee, we'll ask the teams to go over and fundraise to help kids with cancer.
Yeah.
So he bought into it. Without Jason Neves, I don't think this thing happens at all, by the way. It's a hard concept. One, they're already doing it.
Right.
They have to give up ownership essentially to it. And it's not full ownership. We've been working very good with them, I think, with Mike Gonsalves, the president of Shelton. But, you know, they have to let go for a lot of things. And they had to trust into a new concept.
Right.
And then Anthony kind of ran with it.
Yeah.
And he's been crushing it.
I know. It's been great. Like speaking to the first part of what you talked about, like venturing into a sport that, you know, I think with baseball, like for both of us, at any moment we could jump right in and make sure that things are operating the way they should be. Like we can diagnose a problem starting to snowball really quickly.
Sure.
With volleyball, we had one program, so all we had to do was look at those coaches, right? So competition existed, but it was just between kids in one program.
Right.
And again, it was an amazing event. I'm not taking anything away from it. When we've seen like the 3-on-3 hockey thing that we did, it was, again, being very familiar with that sport, I can start to see something snowballing and I can
jump
in.
That was actually really crazy because you did spot it right away. I didn't see it as an outsider. I didn't see it. And you were like, oh, this is getting out of control. And sure enough.
Yeah, it started to go. And then, so again, I guess when you jump into something like football, and I think authentically what we're talking about here is the idea that it's not that we want to control things. It's that we want to provide a great experience for our users. And when there's little elements of it that you don't fully understand, there's some fear that's involved in that.
Sure.
But again, let's talk a little bit about like growing past that fear. Like we did jump in, we went in. I think Anthony gave us confidence. You know, Anthony is a club football player here at Sacred Heart University. You know, he's a kid who really loves the sport and is clear in his passion for building some of the little things and the nuances that we're going to do at this Jamboree. So how, especially with me looking back at you kind of being like, I don't know. I don't really want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, how did we like move forward with it? And here we are. I mean, granted we're not supposed to timestamp ourselves as the one we do these, cause we don't want people to know that maybe we front load them a little bit, but you know, we are, you know, less than 10 days away from this.
Yeah.
They've raised over $10,000, you know, which is unbelievable. And it's all signs point to this is going to be incredible, you know? So yes. I'm on board now.
The teams that have bought in, right? So that was the first thing. We needed buy-in. And with Jason Neves and then Mike Gonsalves and then the whole Shelton program buying in and trusting us, that's the first thing, right? We needed to build a rapport where there was trust. And at some point, they really needed to take a leap of faith because there was nothing really to trust us upon. You know, we're doing good work. That's obvious.
Yeah.
But they don't really know that. They're not here with us, right? Seeing that. So they had to take a little bit of trust, and also we had to take that leap of faith of trust, which was not easy for us either. Are they going to let go of some of this stuff, or what are we going to have to concede? You know, we have these core principles that we're trying to show and to have while we're having these events, and that may not always line up with what, you know, the other programs are doing. Yeah. And whatnot. So,
and for me, and it's something that you've said in the past that I've noted in the things that I've helped create here as well, is that all it took was somebody giving it some love on our end too, to really see that it could be positive. And again, this is where I keep circling back to Anthony. Like when we kind of let him run with it, he started designing logos, you know, yeah. He started coming up with swag items that we could do. He started reaching out to people, to celebrities and professional athletes to try to donate some stuff, started scheming up like the reward that we'll give to the overall fundraiser. And as his excitement for it started to go, it's clear that sometimes you just have to follow the path. You got to follow the person who's kind of taking the lead on the energy front with it. And you know, it's great. And this feeds to that idea, like, you know, yeah, you know, the fact that Anthony is still under 21 years old and he's a rising junior in college, you know, we empowered his ideas and are the people behind him trying to help him like keep moving forward on it. So I think that for me, that was the turning point. It was when I started to see how much he loved what we were doing. Then, you know, I was all for it and I'm excited for it. It's going to be a fun event.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it too. I think we're so well prepared now that just showing up and doing it is just a matter of fact, which I love getting to for our events. But, you know, the cool thing is that Anthony this is the second thing that he's helped build.
Yeah, yeah.
And that kid's got the Midas touch. but the flip side to that is, you know, he had an opportunity, which he actually wasn't really confident in getting, which was an internship at Madison Square Garden, which is exactly what he wants to be doing with his career. While he's at SHU, he's learning sports management and marketing, and he's going to have a huge opportunity to flex those muscles and to learn.
Yeah.
And it's bittersweet for me personally, and I think for Live Free,
yeah,
because he's been so great. He's been so great. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no other words I can put into it, but then this is also such a great opportunity for him that I'm so happy for him.
Correct.
And it's amazing that we were able to be a little bit of a catalyst for that.
It's fun to see like an authentic human grow and come into a situation that is unknown, you know, and, you know, in his, the first interview that he had with us, it was like, yeah, this kid's going to be great.
Yeah.
He's the one. And that isn't to say that all the other interns that have worked with us, I mean, they are all amazing as well and deserve their own podcasts about them as, you know, as well.
We could shout out Sockless Sal and Tyler.
And, you know, it's been really fun to see and get to know some of the people that he knows at school. I think that Live Free needs those little pushes of confidence and trusting people that aren't directly connected sometimes, sure, you know, doubt. And I think it's helped us grow too, you know, by hiring Tyler, and Eileen and continuing to move forward, there as well. So, you know, he's given me a lot of confidence, given me a lot of confidence in the way that we reach out to people and keep moving forward. I mean,
yeah, you know, we talk about The Alchemist a lot. Mm. And I feel like Live Free was a crystal shop for him in a way. And now he's ready to like kind of continue on his journey, and he'll think about us, and there's a world that he may return to us in some way.
Yeah.
But this young man is going to do special things out there in the world.
I think the coolest part of all of this is a kid that came in like sports management, you know, and here he is during his second internship as a fledgling junior, right? So he's only done 2 years of college, and he's connecting himself to another philanthropic end. And that's what he's doing at MSG. He's going there to work with their philanthropic arm.
Yeah, the Garden of Dreams.
Right, which is, I don't know, it's a bit of serendipity. Again, sure. nothing is on purpose. I think that things happen and they happen for reasons. And I think his connection to us is great. And, I take a little bit of pride in knowing that he had a positive experience working in philanthropy with us and then sees a route, to get involved in another organization that does that. And yes, I would love for him to still be with us, working with us, because we are going to have a void when he's gone. It's not just like he's missing. We need to find another sports marketing sophomore to come in. It's going to be hard for us we can't replace Anthony. We're just going to have to try to move on and find somebody else that can come in, and then hope that like a couple of years he comes back and is ready to go again with us.
Yeah. I often mess with him. I hope that he hates his internship there. He won't, though. It's going to be amazing for him. Exactly. And I'm really genuinely, I'm happy for him. And, I bust his chops here in the office, but privately he and I have talked, and I'm just really proud of him, right? He's going to have, life is about experiences. That's literally what we do here. We provide experiences and little moments of joy, and this is just a stop on his journey.
Correct.
And he knows that.
Right.
I'm still a little bit of a hater.
It's all good, man.
But it's all good.
So the other thing that I've really kind of transitioning back to football that has been really good about this process for me is jumping into a sport that we didn't fully know, and also again doing it in the manner with which we did by taking over something that previously existed. There have been ups and downs with it. I would say one of the big positives of the experience that I love the most is driving up to North Haven with you. My first experience riding in a Tesla, it almost crashed, but it's okay. I'm just kidding. And we got to meet Sal, the guy who is kind of in charge up there, and a great guy. And the straight up excitement he had for fundraising and jumping into this, like, this is great. We're going to raise this. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. And then within the first 3 days, crushing now their it. Teams are the top three.
Top 3, yeah.
And I mean, it's refreshing to see someone get it, you know,
right.
Just in the other sense though, it can be frustrating for us when someone doesn't get it. And I'm not taking a shot at them. There are teams that are apprehensive about fundraising. And I think that's always going to be the game that we're going to have to play with these jamborees and involving ourselves in new sports where, you know, sometimes the league commissioners and the coaches don't want to go to their families and ask them for more because perceptively they don't want to be asked for more.
And also, you know, these kids are fundraising all year round. Yeah, they're fundraising for their own sports programs. They're fundraising for school. They're fundraising for everything.
Right.
Peer-to-peer fundraising, and this is probably a problem that we're going to have to tackle sooner than later, it's getting played out.
Yep.
It's everywhere. People are asking you for money everywhere you go, right? Yeah, I understand why they're frustrated, but we need them to buy in.
Exactly.
Because it's that little bit of give that they have to go and do, that little bit of being uncomfortable that makes it successful.
Right.
Right.
I mean, to take that idea, like we were driving up to North Haven talking about like, this is hard to get people to just buy into this here because number one, all of it usually starts with one or two people who hold the key to the 100 people that are behind them, right? Like within their program. And those two people, whether they know it or not, are making decisions for people, some of which are people that would be like Sal, that'll be like, yeah, give me that page. Yeah. I'm going to raise the heck out of this. And then if those two people up top are, again, for whatever reason, saying, we need to take this slow. We ask a lot of our families, and I respect that.
No
Don't
doubt.
Get me wrong.
No doubt.
But again, sometimes it just takes as a leader of a program to be like, you know what? I hear what you're saying. I personally don't want to put more on my families. I'm going to bring it to them. I'm going to see who's going to be in. It's hard. It's hard to navigate all of that.
Yeah.
Because like I was saying, as we were driving up, we were talking about all these things, and then we got out of the car and Sal was like, yeah, no problem. We'll do this. Dip this over here. That building was named after this person. We're going to raise all this money in October for this. And then we're going to raise all this money for this. And it's like,
and the other part,
okay.
And the other part of it for these sports jamborees is that this is just an additional thing for them. This isn't like part of their programming, right? So we have volunteer, typically they're dads. So they're volunteer coaches that usually have kids playing on the team. Right. They already have a season set. They have expectations for their seasons. They're doing all these things. And then now here we are,
this
organization that they don't know because they just participated in this thing last year that it was just a normal jamboree where it was just practice reps. And now they're being asked to fundraise. That's a hard ask. It really is a hard ask. So I do appreciate them. The one thing that I'm completely confident in though is getting them there is the most important, because once they're there, they're going to feel that energy. They're going to feel that what we're building is more, sure. And we say this all the time, competition is important, but the compassion is where it's at too. And once they feel that, they're going to love being a part of it. And then we're going to have their full buy-in.
Yeah.
And it's only just going to mushroom and grow from there, man.
And that's the whole goal, right? It's to let them know that we're here to give them a good experience, but also to let them see that the work that they did isn't just some cash grab that we're going to put somewhere. Like, they're there to support the cause, to support themselves, to learn something and to grow. That's what it's all about.
You know, this was a good lesson in collaboration.
Yeah.
Taking on things that don't belong to you, collaborating on those. And then also, you know, when people want to support you, but they're not going to be there forever. So enjoy them while they are.
Yeah. There you go. I know. Anthony, we love you, bud.
We love you, man.
We're really going to miss you. We definitely wish you luck. And, you know, we got a couple more weeks in the fall that we'll have with you. But
I'm still going to bust your chops.
This is our tribute to you, bud.
All right, guys.
All right, guys.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Take it easy.